This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Philippa for the 9 o'clock news. She'll be back with the 10 o'clock bulletin just ahead of a Saturday morning at the football. Welcome to Talking Property, everybody, for Summit Homes. And at the end of the show, thanks to summitprojects.com.au, a division of Summit Homes, of course, we will have $100 for one of our listeners who calls us on 9221882. You are more than welcome to text us, but you don't qualify for the 100 bucks cash. The text number is 19999677, or if you want to send an email again, we're happy to read them out. Please sign your texts and emails. We'd like to know who we're talking to, even if you make your name up. 9221882 is the best way to go, but you can send an email to harvey@6br.com.au. And we are graced today as co-host in Rob Druitt's absence, making a grand return to Talking Property, because the phones never stop ringing saying, when are you getting David Airy back? We've got him back, folks.
Good morning, Harvey, and good morning, listeners. Good to be back.
It's great to have you back too. And
Saturday morning, I like it here on 6PR.
Well, we do try to...
I tune in, as you know, Harvey.
I know, you never...
I try to send anonymous messages in, but they never work.
No, they don't work, thank you. We always know. Even if you didn't sign them, which you do. So, you know, he sends an anonymous message and signs it, which is good. We'd know by the tone of the email or the text, at least, or both, that it's you. Anyway, great to have you on, mate.
Thank you,
on board.
Harvey.
And... A man who inevitably gets the phones ringing each and every time we have him on is Peter Munday from Strata Central. How are you, Pete?
Good morning. Fantastic, Harvey.
That's good, matey, and we're glad to have you. If you've got any Strata questions, and David, is it fair to say that of all the sort of gnarly bits in property, Strata's probably up there, if not at the top, very close to it?
Yes. Highest area of conflict in real estate after tenancies, in my view, or even sometimes rivaling it there. I think it's because people, it's such a complex act.
Yeah.
And such a complex area, and it involves such a lot of human contact, and it just raises conflict, whether it be boundary walls or who pays for the driveway. There's a pothole. Somebody took out my rose bush and all that sort of stuff.
Or too many people with nothing much to do on their hands.
Yes. Too much time on their hands. Yes.
Well, if you've got a Strata question, the man is here up until the end of the show at 10 o'clock. He comes cheap, folks, a long bag with two sugars. That's all we need to get him. But you are available for personal consultancy, aren't you, mate?
Do a lot of it, Harvey.
Yeah,
yes,
you do.
The general public out there has enough confusion. I need never retire. So, however, just sorting the chaff from the grain and helping people to know what's what and giving them direction. I do a lot of consulting with the general public.
That's excellent.
What's the number, Harvey, can we ask Peter, what's the number, do you reckon, proportionally, number of people living in a strata property out of properties?
It's a good question.
Third, isn't it?
It's about 45%.
45%, really?
Yep.
Is that right? 45%?
Yep.
What, from all dwellings, you're talking about owners?
Yep.
Crikey. I didn't realise it was that high.
Oh, yeah. And, well, in Western Australia alone, we have over 60,000 live strata schemes.
Yeah.
And over 50,000 of those are 2 to 5 lots.
Yes.
A lot of little lots.
That's a little lots, yeah.
We've got more schemes in Queensland. They have more lots because they're high rise.
Yes.
As far as schemes, we've got a lot of little schemes spread all through the suburbs.
Yes. Well, no wonder there's all that area of conflict and concern and what do we do. And I was telling Peter just before we came in, Harvey, that property we're involved with is in the process of being converted to survey strata, which is an interesting area, but it certainly, once you get there, solves a lot of problems, doesn't it, Peter?
Certainly can do. Of course, the difficulty is in the two-lot schemes, we both have to agree.
Yeah.
Well, in any scheme, you need unanimous to convert. But it's very popular these days, David.
Yes, and it eliminates a lot of the issues with management, doesn't it?
Mm. Can do.
Well, we mentioned Rob Druitt. Rob's
in Kota Kinabalu.
Yes, he's in... but he's not going to climb the mountain, the wuss, but anyway, that's his business. But if...
They're busy at the bar.
Well, he's a very laid-back character, but we do know how to press his buttons.
Yes.
We do know how to stir him up.
Oh, land tax.
With two words.
Yeah.
Land tax.
Ruined Harvey's story, yes. And there's a story.
No, you didn't. No, and we got a question. John of Mount Lawley. G'day, John.
Hi.
Morning, John.
Hi. I listen to your program every week. Most enjoyable. Look, I've got a question on land tax, which... you might be able to throw a bit of light on. My residence in joint names with my wife, where we live, the adjoining property I own in my name alone.
Yes.
Now, I've been told that somebody saw a letter, I think it originated from Landgate, saying that in a circumstance like that where you had an adjoining property, it was possible to get an exemption from the land tax on the second property. Have you ever heard of that?
No, never, and I don't think you would, John. Firstly, it's in it's in a different name to your principal place of residence, and let's just, for the benefit of our wider audience, note that in Western Australia, land tax does not apply to your principal place of residence.
I realise that,
But it does apply to other properties that you or your partner may own that are rented out for investment purposes or, frankly, even if they're vacant land. Do you have that other property? Is it rented out, John?
Yes, I do.
I think you'd be liable for land tax if it's over the threshold. And have you had a land tax bill on it?
Look, I've paid land tax on it for 20 years.
Oh, have you? Right, okay. Look, you can inquire, but the people to call are the people at the State Revenue Office. John, they're nice people, and they do answer calls. And we can broadcast your name and address, so they'll hunt you
Did
down.
Did you really
you
mean
that? No, John, I think that's... if you're paying land tax on it, you'll see it on the page. It's a big white sheet with lots of columns on it, giving you options to pay, and you can... see what the valuation there is, and that's how they calculate the land tax. But I doubt it'll be exempt, John. I'm sorry.
It was worth a try anyway.
Oh, it's worth a try. I'm glad you've... Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
It makes my brain think. I haven't been here for a while, John, so I had to start thinking about that answer. Good on you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, John. And John's our early clubhouse leader for the $100.
One out of one.
So I'm sure we'll get more calls, particularly with Peter here. 9221882 is the number to call.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
So many Aussies suffer problems with their vision and their eyes, but you don't have to. 75% of vision loss is preventable, and this week on the show we'll give you the tips at what to do to keep your eyes healthy. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The House of Wellness, 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
When a cold and flu hits, lucky me gets all the symptoms. A sore throat, body aches, or headache, sneezing, a runny nose, then a blocked nose. Lucky I found Vicks Action Cold and Flu. It helps relieve all those symptoms so I can feel better. Try new Vicks Action Cold and Flu range starting from $5.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
Hi there, Andrew here from Pestrel. How many of you are aware there could be dirty rats or mice running around in your ceilings, wall cavities, or even open spaces? Rats' teeth never stop growing. They can chew through walls, wires, and even electrical wiring that can cost you thousands of dollars to fix. The solution is Pestrel Rodent Free. We use advanced technologies to combat these intruders. It's a plug-in device to rid your home of rats, mice, and even helps with the control of cockroaches. Sending a pulse through your wiring that only rodents can hear, they have to escape. It's safe around your family and pets. There's no chemicals, no traps, and no fuss. You'll have protection 24/7, comes with a 2-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, order your Pestrel rodent-free for only $119 with free delivery if you call 1-800-33-8888. That's 1-800-33-8888 or go online at pestrel.com.au. Pestrel, pest control products that just work better. Pestrol.com.au.
It's Truckin' Impressive. Daimler Trucks is your first stop for Perth's top range of new and used trucks, vans and buses, including Fuso, Mercedes-Benz and Freightliner. It's also home to Australia's largest purpose-built servicing workshop with trained technicians and parts for all makes and models. And to keep you truckin', we offer fixed price servicing from only $300 with late night servicing available until midnight on weekdays. Check it out at DaimlerTrucksPerth.com.au. Part of AHG, T's and C's apply, DL.
Hi, Will Schofield here. There's no bigger stage on the Australian calendar than the Toyota AFL Grand Final. Regardless of who is playing, guarantee your seat now by securing a package through the West Coast Eagles. Starting from as little as $980, packages include a ticket to the big game and an event on the Friday night prior. Secure your seats now at westcoasteagles.com.au/hospitality or call 9381-1111. Official on-seller code OSAFL02/16.
until 10. This is Talking Property.
It is with David, Airy and Peter Monday, who are here to answer your questions. And the number is, as you know, 9221882. Kathleen of Duncraig, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I had to smile at your introduction because my question is about a driveway.
Yeah.
I'm the rear duplex. However, our property faces the council park. The boundary is actually the park, and there's huge trees, and the whole driveway has got massive cracks in it. It's all going to have to be redone. So who pays for that?
The property strata title, Kathleen, is it?
Yes, yes.
Well, you need to look at the strata plan, which is the registered document at Landgate. And on the strata plan, if it shows the driveway is common property, then it's a shared responsibility between you and the person at the front. You're at the back, you say?
I'm at the back, yeah.
So the definition of common property is that each of the owners own it in accordance with the unit entitlement. So if the driveway is shown as common property on the strata plan, it's a joint responsibility between you and the one at the front. Did you say that there might have been action at the adjoining property that's caused the cracks?
No, it's the council park.
Oh, okay, right. Well,
the trees, it's the roots of the huge trees that are lifting the concrete in the...
Oh, well, I'd suggest you contact the city, the local shire, or whoever you are, the shire of Coolin or whatever. Oh, you're up in Duncraig.
Yeah.
And get the building inspectors out there and say, look, your trees are damaging my property. Yes. What are you going to do about it?
Yes, that'd be good for them.
Yeah, oh, well, I never thought of that.
Well, when you've got encroaching roots and the generally at common law, the rule is you break it, you fix it. And so I'd get onto the local shire, get the building inspector down there and say, look what your trees are doing to my driveway, mate.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you.
It's an excellent
much.
Idea.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All part of the friendly service, Kathleen. Thank you for calling. Marie is next. She's in South Perth. Hi, Marie.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Marie.
How are you? Just a question. I live in South Perth. I'm in a block of 10 units.
Yep.
I'm the only owner resident that lives in the block. Now, there's a real estate agent. He's bought up 4 of the units already, and he keeps, you know, asking everyone to sell.
Mm.
Now, if he purchases an X or a majority of these units, will I be forced to sell?
Not at the moment.
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
No. Currently, no one can require you to sell your unit unless you happen to die.
Yes.
And then currently you cannot. There are proposed reforms to the Strata Titles Act, one of which is if a majority in a block, I'm speaking generally, depending on the size of the block, want to terminate the scheme and redevelop, then it can go forward to the State Administrative Tribunal. But there's all sorts of, so they say, there's going to be all sorts of checks and balances in place to make sure it's fair and equitable to everyone.
So it's only in a block of 10.
Yep. At the moment, the answer's no.
No, he'd have to own all 10.
Can I ask another quick question?
Go for it.
My husband passed away a few years ago. Now, the title was in both names. I recently went to a strata meeting. They turned around and I said I couldn't vote on anything because my husband's name was still on the on the title.
And have you had it taken off the title?
No, I haven't as yet, no.
So technically, under the Strata Titles Act, the Act and the bylaws talk about the registered proprietor. Now, that means who is on the title.
Yes.
So it could be that there's you, and you and your husband are still on the title, so technically there's two entities, you and the estate of.
Yes.
So you might have had to get whoever's the executor of the estate to give you a proxy for that half a vote.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Because I am the executor, he's left it all to me.
Yeah, well, take some legal advice. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not giving legal advice.
No, that's okay.
So take a bit of legal advice and you might find that there's a document that you can sign and give to the strata company that gives you the full vote.
Yes,
but also
because it's all about who's on the title, Marie.
Yeah, and also, Marie, transferring the title under an estate like that is very simple. You may need a lawyer, but you'd certainly have to get advice from Landgate on that, and you can have a transfer by direction, I think it's called, and there's no duty involved. A small cost, though, just to get the title sorted out into your name.
So it's not very expensive. I've heard it's about $300 or $400.
Probably. Well, I don't. You know, in the scheme of things,
right.
Getting that sorted out is probably worthwhile.
If you'd like the phone number for Landgate, Marie, do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
9273. 7373. If you ring Landgate, one of the customer advice officers will be happy to help.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for all your help.
My pleasure. All the best.
Good on you, Marie. Thank you for your call. Lines are open and a bit of room on the board. Not an enormous amount, but we have some for you. 922 11882. Frank of Belmont. G'day, Frank.
G'day, Harvey. How are you going?
Good, thank you, mate.
Yeah, my question is in relation to a strata situation I had where the council of owners basically tabled at the AGM a fraudulent report saying that we needed to spend about $14,000 taking out trees that they said were a danger to the property. Wasn't true at all, and redoing the garden. Now, I demonstrated that to them, and they immediately changed the reason to we're trying to modernise the place, and went ahead and did it, ramming it through with their numbers at the AGM. Mm. Now, I've been told by people who I said that should have gone back to the owners with the real reason before a decision was made. I've been told by people that they can get away with that sort of thing, by people who should know, that they can get away with that sort of thing. It just sounds a nonsense to me, because people can say whatever they want to get what they want, and then if they're challenged on it, change the reason and just do it anyway without the owners being properly informed of the correct reasons.
Hmm. Frank, was the notice of meeting that was issued for the AGM, did that actually give details of what was proposed?
It was a very bad report, but it came down to the fact that these trees have to go.
Now, I understand that, but I'm saying that on the notice of meeting, the details were clearly outlined as to what was proposed and the reason.
Oh, look, it was a shocking report.
That was just a yes-no question, that one. Was it on the notice of meeting clearly set out as to what was proposed? Because
no, I don't think it was clear. It wasn't clear at all.
Okay, so why I ask is this, because it's very, very important that when people go to an annual general meeting, they're not hoodwinked, and it has to be fully transparent, and you can't vote on things at a meeting that aren't properly on an agenda.
Correct. That's what I thought. And people told me that you should know, told me that they can get away with that. So I'm right in saying it should have gone back to the owners with the real reason, once I exposed that the reason they put up was fraudulent, for the owners to make a decision, correct?
I think you have a very good case for a bit of legal advice in the matter, because you can't really say we're going to raise money to paint the roof and then use the money to replace the driveway.
No.
And that's roughly what they did,
I understand that. Now, I would suggest that you take a little bit of legal advice in the matter, because it sounds like that might be the best option in this case.
Has the work been done, Frank?
Yes, it has.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they spent $14,000 where a few thousand adding what we could have done the job probably better.
And did they raise a special levy?
No, there was money in the kitty.
Okay. Right.
The position is that people in a strata company can be sued, and you as an owner in the company can sue people as well within the company. So anyway, I'll leave it for you to take that legal advice. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, would that be from a strata consultant that I should go to?
No. I'd suggest you take some legal advice.
Yeah, all right, no worries. Thanks very much.
All the best, Frank.
See you then. Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank. Lines are still open for your calls on 9221182. And as we say, each and you know this, David, it's almost like a broken record, getting nice and early on the program.
Is that otherwise, people ring at 9:45, Harvey?
Well, no, they ring at 5:10.
Yeah, 5 to 10, we can't fit them in.
Yeah,
we can't fit them in.
No, and poor
Their issues will go unresolved
and
for further week.
And poor Gemma out there has to cop all the flack from people saying, but I want to ask David and Peter this. We can't, unless you can get into the sports program somehow, and I don't think that's going to happen.
You know our friend Frank at Belmont, whom we just spoke to?
Yes.
I wonder if the work that was done, albeit, you might say legally or not in the spirit of what was intended, I wonder if that has improved the property. I mean, maybe it worked out quite well.
Such things often become a matter of opinion. And in matters of opinion, you can't be wrong, because it's just an opinion.
Because a lot of strata properties do need modernising, Peter, don't they?
Yeah, well, mind
you. But, I mean, you've got to do it properly. You can't just hoodwink people.
The Strata Titles Act is silent on the issue of upgrade or improvement.
Mm.
The only thing it says is that you shall maintain.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it is quite dangerous to fiddle around, particularly with people's money.
Mm, indeed.
All right, let's go to Greenwood. G'day, Claude.
Yeah, good morning, Harvey.
What can we do for you, mate?
Last Anzac Day weekend, sorry about my throat, Anzac Day weekend, I signed for a villa, and the property I'm in, I'm going through a letter of administration to the court to get the title changed. And the owners of the villa told me to put a deposit down to hold it because they didn't know how long it was going to take.
Mm-hmm.
So I put $5,000 deposit.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, the agent rang me back and said, oh, the villas want to know if you want them to rent it out while you're waiting or finish with the deal.
Did you have an offer and acceptance form? Or was it...
Yes, Claude, did you sign for the villa through a real estate agent, did you?
Yes.
So did you sign an offer and acceptance form that you signed and the seller signed also?
I signed all the paperwork on Anzac Day on that day.
Okay. Now, you signed up to buy a villa and you put down a $5,000 deposit. Is that the story so far, Claude?
Yes. At the time.
And the villa you're buying, is it being built, is it? Is it, or is it already finished?
It's already finished in Belga.
And it's in a retirement village, is it, or is it a normal...
No, it's brand new. It's finished early this year, the three units.
And the agent's now asking you whether you'd like to rent it out, pending settlement.
Because they don't know how long the court case is going to be. And I got back to him and said, no, just give me back the deposit. And now they're saying it takes 3 months to get the deposit back.
Well, this sounds a bit more complex than normal real estate transaction. It doesn't take 3 months. It takes 5 minutes. So I'd like to think you're...
What's that legal question to do with the title?
Yeah.
You said there's some legal question to do with the title.
Yes. What's the legal case, Frank? This is
Claude.
You said Claude. This is your letters of administration or something, is it?
Yeah, the property I'm in now. It's my parents' place. My mother passed away last year. This time last year.
Yes.
And she had a will but didn't sign it.
Okay.
And that's I'm the only child. I don't know why I have to go through the courts because everything is passed on to me.
So. Well, that's the law on estate administration. Effectively, your mother died without a will, and that's what they've got to do. So you're waiting for your mother's estate to be tidied up so you can sell her property in order to buy the villa that you put the deposit on. Is that the story?
Did you purchase the new property subject to the sale of your existing one?
Yes. I put a quote down.
Yeah.
And right. I signed the papers that I had to sign.
All right, Claude, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to tell the real estate agent that your contract is at an end because you haven't sold your own property. You haven't been able to meet that condition within the time that's probably been allowed on the contract, and you'd like the contract terminated and your deposit refunded. Now, if you run into further trouble with that, you may need to seek advice from a lawyer, but you could certainly start off with REWA, ring the REWA Real Estate Institute on Monday and get advice on their hotline. But I think at this stage you're in a strong position to simply ask for the contract to be terminated, because if it was made subject to the sale of your property and that hasn't been met... And it's a long while since Anzac Day. It's roughly 3 months, so I would think you'd be out of time.
It doesn't have a property.
No, well, in fact, you don't have a property to sell. It's not yours yet. That's another point.
Well, that's,
so, Claude, I think you're a pretty safe ground.
Yeah.
If that real estate agent, and I hope they are members of REWA or they're possibly listening, tell them you got advice from us here on 6PR, and they might want to check up on what they're doing, because it doesn't take 3 months to get deposits ready.
Yeah, just another thing. The agent told me 3 months, so I'm not quite sure if that's 3 months from Anzac Day or 3 months from now.
Well, I can't answer that. Mm. We're not mind readers. We're pretty good, but we can't do that. Have a good one, Claude.
Good
I
on
hope
Claude.
It works out for you, mate.
Yeah, it's a bit convoluted, that one. Thanks for your call, Claude. However, having said that, it's 9:30. More of your calls after this.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. August 1 to 7 is Homelessness Week. And again, 6PR joins forces with Community Newspaper Group to collect news, socks and jocks for people in need. Homelessness is increasing in WA, and many young people, families and older Australians are doing it tough. Help by donating news, socks and jocks here at 6PR or any Community Newspaper Group suburban office. The Socks and Jocks Appeal, part of Homelessness Week, supported by 6PR.
ABC Blinds mid-year markdown sale is on now. Hurry for massive savings across the widest range of factory direct curtains, indoor and outdoor blinds, awnings and shutters.
For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment,
Call Brooks Hire, 1300 Brooks, and don't forget, hire any of the equipment from one of their branches Australia-wide for your chance to win a Harley Davidson. brookshire.com.au.
What happens when you combine great local service with a world-leading brand in air conditioning technology? Rob here from Dax Air, where together with Daikin, we can offer you the best of both worlds. With a wide range of Daikin ducted and split system solutions to warm you up this winter, as well as professional, personalised service, maintenance, installation and repairs. Contact us today. Dax Air, your Daikin specialist. That's dacsair.com.au.
And the following is brought to us by SubPro Realty. And I've got Nat Jardim on the line with us right now. Very good morning to you, Nat. For those who don't already know, what service does SubPro offer?
SubPro is an investment and development specialist buyer's agency. So we assist anyone who's looking at property investing, whether buying, building or developing.
Now, I hear that you have an information evening coming up.
We sure do. This Tuesday, July the 19th, SubPro is hosting a free information evening. We'll be sharing lots of different strategies for property investing, and it's a perfect opportunity right now for anyone who wants to learn about different property investment strategies and how to maximise profits from their investments.
Well, I would reckon, Nat, it's an opportunity that simply should not be missed. Would I be right there?
You sure are. It's a great time right now if anyone's considering investing. As they say, the current buyer's market won't last forever.
No, of course not. Now, how can listeners attend?
Well, everyone is welcome, but seats are limited, so you will need to register at www.subpro.com.au.
So that's www.subpro, the one word, .com.au. I reckon you'll get a few hits on that very, very soon. Good on you, Nat. Great to talk to you. You have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Thank you. That was Nat Jardim on behalf of SubPro Realty, the subdivision and property professionals.
Don't miss the massive month of installation offers at Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Take advantage of huge installation discounts on the latest styles of sliding and bifold doors. Keep the heat in with custom-designed double-glazed windows, enclosed rail fresco to entertain all year round. Add style to your home and save with massive installation deals during July. For your obligation-free quote, search Perth Window and Door Replacement Company now.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11-882.
And the question will be answered, if not by David Airy, who's co-hosting this morning in Rob Druitt's absence. It will be answered by Peter Munday, who, of course, as you all know, Peter's a friend of the program. We always have him on as much as we can impose on him to tell you the honest truth. And if you've got any strata questions, he's the man. Max of Swan View. G'day, Max.
Good morning, gents. Look, I'm ringing on behalf of an old friend of mine. She's renting a house, a unit, a one-bedroom unit, old one, in Swanview.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in there for about 12 years.
She's the tenant, is she, Max?
She's the tenant. Yeah, well, anyway, over the years, as the little rental went up, here and there, in different places,
mm-hmm.
but the other day they hit her with a $45 increase in her rent.
Mm.
Took up from 155 to 200.
Okay, and is it a private owner, private rental?
It's a private owner, yeah, individually owned around the place.
Yes, well, it sounds like a big increase. In fact, it is a very significant increase.
In this market, it is.
It is, but it was also starting off from a pretty low base, 155, isn't it?
Mm.
So they've taken the rent up to 200 a week, have they, Max?
Yes, they have. And the thing is that I was wondering, just on her behalf, was there any time period to give her a warning, or does it just happen instantly?
Well, I'm guessing that your friend doesn't have a lease. She's probably a periodic tenant as opposed to a person being on a fixed-term lease. She's probably let it roll on, so she's what we call a periodic tenant, which puts her into a very unusual period, either 30 or 60 days tenancy. And the notice period really can be about a month. Might be a bit longer. I think, Max, the best thing you can do is try to negotiate with the agent for the increase to be staggered. I just can't be sure of the legislation, but I think that increase is too great. I've got a feeling there's a cap on what you can do in,
well, there's
in
also
a period.
What, David, what is considered to be fair and reasonable in a marketplace, and I think the I think the Department of Commerce might have a few words to say about that level of increase.
Yes, now, it's the fair and reasonableness of the increase, Max. It's irrelevant that the current rent at 155 is very low.
Yes,
but the fact is the increase is very high. The increase is basically 30%.
Mm.
So that's probably too great and therefore would not be considered either fair nor reasonable by the Department of Commerce. So the first place, I think, is to negotiate with the real estate agent and say it's not fair and it's not reasonable and this friend can't afford it.
It's self-managed, David, I think.
Did you say it's self-managed or is it an owner? An agent manages the property, Max?
Oh, I think there's an agent.
Okay, well, if there's an agent, go to the agent. If there's an owner, you might want to just... I think these things are best talked through, but you do have the option to go to the Department of Commerce.
It's a big jump, wasn't it?
Oh, very big jump. 30% is way too high. I mean, they'll say, oh, yeah, but the rent's very low. Well, that is, but that's their fault for not gradually doing little $2 and $3 increases.
And they've never improved the property.
No, well, look, Frank, there's I deal with owners, I deal with tenants, and I can. There's always two sides to that. The reality is it is a low rent, and therefore they probably wanted to bump it up. But, sometimes, and I don't want to suggest this, but these big rental increases usually have an ulterior motive, often have an ulterior motive, and that is they maybe want to, you know, get a change of tenant and get it up to market rental. Well, we can only speculate on that, Max.
Well, I think that they actually got mixed up with a recent one-off payment from Centrelink for that $60, I think they... Send out.
Yeah,
and,
well, maybe they did.
You get it once every year or so.
Now, Max, just remember, the agent nor the owners of the property can talk to you about this because there's privacy laws, so your friend will have to authorise you to do this or she'll have to do it.
Oh, no, I'll get an order to do it for her.
All right, good. Well, I hope you get some results.
Good on you, Max. Thanks for your call. Who's next? Edith out there in Averley. G'day, Edith.
Hi, Harvey. I have a question for Peter, if I could.
Yep.
Yep.
He's all ears.
Good.
You should see him.
He's taken the medication, though.
I hope you have.
Sorry.
What's the issue, Edith?
The issue is, we're in a strata, of course, and one of our neighbours has recently had some roof tiles replaced and was sent a bill for it.
How many in the group?
16.
Righto.
Now,
You say we've been sent a bill, just you?
No, we haven't. He has. He's been sent a bill for it,
The strata managers?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yes. So he's had
we
some...
We wondered, what are we paying strata fees for? We were told when we moved here that all the outside was covered by strata fees.
Right, okay. So, in other words, the building structure is common property and you all contribute to maintain the building, clean the gutters and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. The person who was sent the bill, was he the cause of the problem? Did he do something on the roof, put in a skylight or something and air conditioner?
No. He detected a problem with a leak inside the house and... went up to find out, found there was broken tiles and then rang the strata to have it fixed. So they sent out a contractor and got it fixed and then he was sent a bill for it.
Sounds very, very strange to me and sounds quite incorrect. If that roof was common property, there's no way under the sun that bloke or that owner should be sent a bill. So I'd suggest he sends the bill back with a nice note saying the roof's common property, shove it up your jumper.
Okay, good. Yeah, whilst I've got you,
we'll send you a bill.
Yeah, okay.
Go on, Edith, go on. Hit me.
We're having too much fun here, Edith, sorry.
We have what we consider or have been told is concrete cancer.
Yeah.
And we just don't know whether that's covered or what. Everything outside is covered.
Look, I haven't seen your strata plan, so I can't give you definitive advice. However, you've told me that the building structure is common property and that everything outside you have to pay for. If there is concrete spalling, or as they call it, concrete cancer within the building, well, then it will be the responsibility of all owners, that is the strata company, to do that repair work.
Okay, good. That's great. That's what we need to know.
Yeah. Good on you. Don't forget, Edith, some strata companies don't have a lot of money. You may have to raise special levies. You might get a bill for something, mightn't you, Peter?
Well, you might do, depending on the extent of it, and there should be at least two quotations obtained anyway. Yeah. But it sounds like you might also want to talk to your council of owners about considering a change of strata manager, because if they're sending that bloke a bill when they shouldn't, maybe they don't know which way is up.
They're not very good at their job. Yeah, good on you, Edith. Some good advice there, as usual. Kerry of Champion Lakes. Hi, Kerry.
Oh, hello, Harvey, Peter. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the other
David.
That would be Lord or Sir David Airy.
Kerry, it's so nice to be unknown. Just an anonymous figure here behind the microphone. You've got a first home buyer.
Bring me a bucket.
Yes.
It's a long while since I've had one of these. I hope I know the answer. it's good to hear that there's first home buyers
on our already established place, not one that's been built.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you can get from the government?
$3,000, Kerry, is the current grant, and an exemption on stamp duty up to $420,000-something, and then it scales gradually up. So, yes, there are benefits for first home buyers. Who's the first home buyer, Kerry? You, family, kids?
One of my brothers.
Righto. Now, they must never have owned a property before in Western Australia, well, actually in Australia. The grant is administered by the state governments through the Department of, I can't remember, doesn't matter, revenue. They give you money. Usually it comes off at settlement. It's usually taken care of in the paperwork with the settlement agent at the settlement, but you can retrospectively apply for the refund after the property sale is settled. And but the stamp duty exemption is a guarantee. That's done at the time of the contract is settled. So the real estate agent, when your brother's buying the property, should know all those details. But it can be Googled on, just Google First Home Buyers Grant WA and you'll get all the info.
Okay, thanks. My mother's passed away and he's living in the home and he's thinking about buying it.
Okay, yes, well, I'm not sure. Maybe it's possible, but yes, all right. Well, that's another bit of complexity. Talk to your agent. Good on you, Kerry. Thanks.
Right, thanks, Kerry. Terrific. More of your calls after the break. Get in now because it's been a very, very busy program, as we warned you earlier in the piece. So if you don't call soon, you won't be able to ask a question or have it answered.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
This is Gary Adsett from the morning program, where you heard the latest twist in the fight for Belia Wetlands was a win for the state government. But
we fundamentally reject the premise that building a freeway through there is environmentally acceptable, and we also fundamentally reject the premise that you could offset something like that. It's disappointing, but it's certainly not the end of the process.
Mornings with Gary Adshead. Weekdays from 8:30 on 882 6PR. The Voice of Perth.
ABC Blinds mid-year markdown sale is on now. Hurry for massive savings across the widest range of factory direct curtains, indoor and outdoor blinds, awnings and shutters.
Four-day sale now on, this Friday to Monday only. Up to 50% off. Hurry to your nearest showroom today or visit doorsplus.com.au.
So, do you want to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Great. And while you're here, you can also test drive the Mercedes-Benz Vito 111, which is now just $36,990.
Daimler Trucks Perth invite you in to explore our huge range of Mercedes-Benz vans. We also offer competitive finance and fixed price servicing. DaimlerTrucksPerth.com.au. Part of AHG, T&Cs apply. DL 1571.
Hi,
Nat Jardim from SubPro Realty, the buyer's agency that specialises in property investments. Considering buying an investment property but have no idea what to look for? It's time to take action. The current buyer's market won't last forever. If you want to learn about different property strategies and how to maximise profits, come along to our free information evening. We'll be sharing our decades of successful investing experience this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Register at subpro.com.au. SubPro Realty, the subdivision and property professionals.
Emergency Denture Repairs and Dental 777 provide a complete service for all your dental needs. General, cosmetic, implant and prosthetic dentistry. EDR manufacture affordable dentures and implant dentures on site and do emergency repairs while you wait. They offer rebates from all health funds with up to 80% rebate for HBF members plus. Call 9382-2222 to book with an EDR or Dental 777 surgery today.
Be your best at Harvey Norman. Big Brands mattress floor stock clearance on now with up to 50% off discontinued floor stock mattresses from these leading brands: King Coil, Sleepmaker, Beautyrest and Sealy Posturepedic. Hurry in store for a deal. Get premium comfort and support at a bargain price. Up to 50% off discontinued floor stock mattresses from four leading brands: King Coil, Sleepmaker, Beautyrest and Sealy Posturepedic. Selected models only. Hurry while stocks last. Big Brands mattress floor stock clearance ends Monday at Harvey Norman.
Edith Cowan University celebrates its 25th anniversary with this sensational concert featuring the combined talents of Whopper's acclaimed students and staff. Be wowed by the Whopper Gospel Choir, Music Theatre Students, Faith Court Orchestra, Big Band Jazz, Defying Gravity and much, much more. Covering pop, rock, choral and orchestral music plus some very special guests. Celebrate ECU's 25th anniversary gala at the Perth Concert Hall, Friday 12th of August. Book now, perthconcerthall.com.au or via Ticketmaster.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
But you had better be very quick because we are fast running out of time. At 10 o'clock, we have the news, of course, from Philippa, and then Saturday morning at the football. In the studio here will be Kim Hagdorn and Peter Bell. And from the MCG, where he's warming the tonsils for the Richmond-Essendon clash today, is the one and only Carl Langdon. G'day, Burry.
Morning, Harv, and what a beautiful day it is here in Melbourne. I've got to say, I woke up this morning expecting to be like Perth, bitterly cold and maybe some rain around, which I hear is falling steadily over there in the west. And, mate, it is beautiful here, Harv.
Excellent, mate, good.
Blue sky, light breeze, no excuse footy today.
Now, mate, we've got David Airy here in the studio and Peter Munday. Peter's underdressed. Carl. Peter's underdressed very badly for the program today. He's got a Dockers scarf on. I thought they played all right last night. Sounds silly because they got beaten, but I reckon they played okay, but came up against a red-hot Geelong. What do you reckon?
Well, when you consider that Geelong have only won by 17 points and where Geelong are on the table compared to Fremantle and who Fremantle got in the shed compared to what Geelong have got, yes, they did play one of their better brands of footy for the year, and that sort of effort is what Ross Lyon, I'm sure, is expecting more often.
Yeah, all right, mate. What's on the program today?
We will be talking, obviously, about Thursday night footy. What a great game it was between your boys, the Hawks, and Sydney. They just have that uncanny knack of being able to get across the line and all the other things that are bubbling around in footy, Harv.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Carl.
See ya.
Enjoy the Melbourne weather, obviously. Now, time for a couple more calls, first of whom will be Patty from O'Connor. G'day, Patty. Patty?
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Look, I've got a query. I was just listening about the private rental that you had there and the increase. We've got a commercial rental where our landlord has just increased our rent 100%.
Oh, you must be living on another planet.
Tell you, it's been tough. So I wanted to know, was there any recourse we could do that's not going to break us?
Well, now, where's your property? Can you say the suburb, just the suburb?
Cottesloe.
Okay, and it's a commercial, like it's a retail
yeah.
A retail property. Is that right, retail? Is it retail, as in or what type of property, what type of business you
It's a pot shop, would you believe?
Well, look, Patty, my experience in that area, bearing in mind I'm in Claremont and we do manage a lot of commercial, is that rents have dropped significantly, probably 30% on commercial space, and I can't imagine what your landlord's thinking. Is it a private rental? You rent directly from the landlord, do you?
We do, yes.
Yes. In your lease, there'll be a clause which is about rent reviews, and it'll say somewhere there if you can't agree. There'll be an arbitration clause in there that you can take the property to arbitration. Usually that's preceded by getting a valuation. That is, you can get your own and the landlord can get your own, or together you can agree and get one valuer to... the valuer then will act as an arbitrator or an expert, and you'll both be bound by that agreement. Now, it's too complex for this program to go into that, Patty, but bearing in mind you're around the corner, why don't you give me a ring at my office on Monday and I'll give you a little bit more advice. It's probably a bit tricky to go into all the detail on air. My number's 938-40077, and just tell the switchboard that you spoke to me on 6PR. Okay?
Okay. Good on you. Thanks very much.
Righto.
Thank you very much. And now to Sean of Hocking. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Yeah, I've got a unit in Chewart Hill, and the owners sort of manage the strata themselves, but I just want to know if we can keep doing that, or is that going to change?
It won't change. It's a matter of choice, Sean. Each strata group, each strata company has the choice of whether it manages its own affairs or engages an outside strata manager. There's no obligation to do that. It's purely a matter of choice of the owners.
Okay. So it's going to stay like that too, isn't it? That's
no, not necessarily. I mean, if the owners want to engage an outside manager, and very often the self-managed schemes, they operate on a bookkeeping basis. They don't really know the bylaws. They make all sorts of inappropriate decisions. And look, I'm speaking very generally there. That's not always the case. There are some wonderful self-managed properties out there. But it's not an obligation. It's a choice. And that's up to the owners. And you must make sure that in the annual budget, which is adopted at the AGM, that the money's been budgeted to actually engage an outside manager. You can't spend money you haven't budgeted for.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Sean?
Yep, okay. Yeah, no worries.
Hang in there, boy.
Okay.
Good on you. I've got a text here from Fred. Doesn't say what area. But he lives in a block of units, presumably. He says, the visitor's car space is usually vacant, so can I park in that space, considering I am a resident owner who doesn't have an allocated car space?
Well, the short answer is no.
Sorry, Fred.
Generally, under the local town planning scheme of whatever city you are, they require, when there's an initial development application approval given, that there be a certain number of visitors' bays.
Yeah.
And those visitors' bays are meant to be just for visitors. So technically, I'm speaking technically, the answer's no. They're for visitors.
Why would he have a unit with no parking allocated?
If you've got a car,
Must be one of those older blocks.
Yes, possibly.
Although I have found in a number of these new buildings that they're doing these strange parking ratios of of a shared bay. I mean, how the heck does that work? This is not a city that's ever going to get with lesser cars.
Well, in the middle of the city, though, people often don't have cars. It depends on where it is. But a lot of the older... It is unusual to hear that there's no allocated bay unless there used to be and it was changed. Without looking at the strata plan, I couldn't say. But to answer the question, you should not just arbitrarily park in the visitor's bay.
Yeah.
Okay. And one more from Margaret, who sends an email. Can I install an air conditioning unit into the outside wall of my unit?
Well, if the outside wall is classed as common property, the answer is no, not unless you do it properly, because the common property is owned by each of the owners as part of their title, and no one should put anything or do anything in the common property without proper approval, which should be by way of bylaw ascribing the responsibilities for maintenance an ongoing liability.
Including putting the motor on the roof, Peter.
Anywhere on the common property.
A lot of people do that, though.
I know, whether it's an air conditioner, a skylight, a satellite dish, no one should put anything in the common property. What if the wind blows it off on someone's head and kills them? Who's liable?
Yeah, or through the roof, yeah.
Or it rattles to bits three owners later and the owners say, that's common property, I'm not going to replace it. A strata company replace it.
Yeah.
No, short answer is no, not without proper approval, which should be by bylaw.
So there you go.
And the last one, it's unsigned. This one I could probably answer. This maybe, or maybe not. who's responsible for cleaning the exterior windows of my unit? Some are very difficult to access with safety.
Depends if it's common property, once again. If the building structure is common property, very technically, it's the strata company.
Oh, okay. I would have thought if you've got dirty windows, you clean them.
They're not your windows, Harvey. They're common property.
The inside's yours, isn't it?
Yep. You own to the inside surface, but not the outside. So look at high-rise buildings. You're on the 17th floor of a high-rise building, Harvey. Is someone going to hold your feet while you hang out and clean your window?
You can clean the ones below.
That'd be
but,
fun.
You know, especially
if they let go.
And, Harvey, we said at the start of the program how complex strata is when it comes to these sort of questions.
Amazing stuff, yeah.
You've really got to read those things.
We're nearly out of time, but thanks to our great friends at summitprojects.com.au. Marie of South Perth is our winner today of $100 cash. Good on you. Thanks very much indeed. First of all, Peter, how do we get in touch with you at Strata Central, please?
9443 8891, or an email can be sent to Strata Central, that's one word lowercase, at gmail.com.
Very good. Now, as far as Airy Real Estate in Claremont,
yes,
one of the leading lights in the Claremont Business District, what's on the agenda for the weekend?
We've got lots of home opens, which will all be on our website at area.com.au, and we've got lots of rentals open as well. And me, I'm going to go to the office, move the rubbish bin close to my desk and move everything that arrived in the last 2 weeks pretty much across the desk and into the bin.
Oh, I see. Well, what if that's an important...
Oh, well somebody...
what if it's a check?
Well, they know what I'm like. Somebody would have sifted that. we've got a lot happening, Harvey. The market's looking just a little tad better and I'd like to see it improve. So hopefully real estate will... Very good opportunities to buy. In fact, at the moment, we've got offers on every property we've got listed. We just can't get them accepted.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how you go. Yeah, and Peter, thank you, mate, very
much.
My pleasure. Sincerely, we love you coming in. We always get we don't have to worry about the phones ringing because they automatically do that when you're here. So thank you. And Lord David, we'll have you back in very, very soon.
Thank you, Harvey. Always a pleasure.
When's the man back next week?
I'm not sure.
No, I'll have to check that
probably
out. I'll be the last one to know.
His kids need to go back to school.
They do, don't they? All right, thanks very much. Thanks to Gemma for producing the program today. And very soon we're going to have the 10 o'clock news with Philip Amar. And coming up after the 10 o'clock news, Saturday morning at the football, Carl at the MCG, Kim and Peter in the studio.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.